Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta is here as she always is. As Remy pointed out, we have a special guest. We're going to bring the special guest in just a second. I want to set it up. Brandon Brown is the guest. Brandon Brown, NASCAR driver. By now, anybody who's paid political attention knows how Brandon, a NASCAR driver, has been brought into politics when I'm sure he wanted no part of it, as he wins his first race at Talladega. It's a crowd that's not happy with Joe Biden, okay? It's a country that is divided right now. The president has had a number of challenges. This show has pointed them out, just as we pointed them out with Donald Trump. And as the crowd is chanting F Joe Biden, the reporter for NBC, and Brandon's heard this story too many times before, so I apologize to Brandon. She doesn't realize and incorrectly tells Brown the fans were cheering, "Let's go, Brandon." Well, that becomes a chant for folks who don't like Joe Biden at all, don't like him personally, don't like him as president, large supporters of Donald Trump. Our friend Shaletta has an amazing family, including her son, Brandon, who hears the chant, "Let's go, Brandon," and assumes the chant is for him. Shaletta, being the angel she is and the entrepreneur she is, then writes a book with Brandon, "Let's go, Brandon," to show the positive side of this. Shaletta, being the tour de force that she is, ends up now with Brandon Brown. Both are with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Shaletta is probably the only one on the planet who could pull this off. She told us about it earlier in the week. Shaletta, tell us how you and Brandon have come together, and please bring Brandon into the conversation. Brandon, I thank you for coming on.
Well, you know, it is just amazing. You know, I was on Twitter and I put up a funny post and I said, wouldn't it be a hoot if we could get my son Brandon's book on the hood of Brandon Brown's car for the next race? And, you know, it went from my lips to God's ears. Because then I got busy trying to find Brandon Brown, trying to call him, trying to get with his people, trying to figure out who was his team I could connect with and tell him about our story. And, you know, Chad, when I finally got a chance to meet Brandon and Morgan and that team, they had already seen the story. Brandon had already been moved. His mama saw the story and was touched by it. And so it was just an instant connection. They are really great people. And not only did they invite us to be their VIP guest this weekend, we are here now in Plymouth, Wisconsin at Road America for this Xfinity Racing Series. But Brandon Brown has put my son's autism book, the cover of the book, Brandon spots his sign, is on the hood of number 68. And my whole family will be flying around the NASCAR track this weekend when Brandon Brown wins the Road America race tomorrow at 1:30. You can check it out on the USA Network, baby.
So wait a second. Brandon, and again, thank you for coming on the air. Has Shaletta now guaranteed us that you will win the race tomorrow? And what pressure do you now feel because of that?
Yeah, I mean, she stacked the pressure on. That we have to win no matter what's going on. And we've got some of the best in the field this weekend. So it's going to be a tall order, but there's no reason we can't do it.
Brandon, why did this make sense for you to partner up with Shaletta, her son Brandon, and the book that they have out, considering everything that's happened to you over the last few months with the chant and the politics while you're just trying to do your job?
Well, I mean, it just makes sense in every way to celebrate. You know, this is a huge win for Brandon. This is a huge win for him to and everything that he was able to accomplish because of the confidence that was given to him with everybody cheering for him. So it's just so awesome to be able to celebrate that. And, you know, I was, you know, again, we were extremely moved when we got to read it. And, you know, it was a moment of joy, and it truly made me so happy that something great's come of this. And so putting the cover of the book on the car is, you know, that's no big deal. We'll take Brandon around the track, and I hope that Shaletta's told her Brandon that I mean if he's got to drive the car, he can, but I don't know if he's making that news to him yet.
Chad, he thinks he's driving the car, okay?
Yeah.
Because we went
probably
on Amazon, we bought him a little race car outfit, so he's been sleeping in that. You know how the kids are, he's got on his race car outfit and his cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, well, it's time to go. And he was like, well, I can't wait to drive around the track. And I looked at Sean, and Sean was like, he don't know he's not driving the car. He thinks he's driving. He thinks this is the Strawberry Festival in Cottage Grove. It is not.
That is so perfect. Brandon, how has this been for you with the chant, you know, and what this has done? It seemed like there have been times when you've tried to separate yourself from it, other times where maybe it made sense to be a part of it a little bit. Just take me through what the path has been like and where you're at with the chant right now. When it isn't, let's go Brandon, for my guy Brandon Brundage, but when folks who massively disagree with Joe Biden are chanting it, and it's all come about because of an interview after your victorious race.
Yeah, so, I mean, to be 100% honest with you, I think 95% of the people that have the flags or the stickers or whatever, they don't even know what I look like or who I am or what it started
right
from. And, you know, it has been, like, there's been some funny things that come out of it, you know, that there's no greater feeling than, like, somebody that's got a Let's Go Brandon sticker on their truck will cut you off in traffic and give you the bird, and it's like, oh, you cheer for me, but you don't like me, I guess. I don't know. Overall, it's been an incredibly negative experience for me and our race team. It's negative impacted our sponsorship efforts and, you know, where, you know, a lot of companies need to stay politically neutral because consumers operate on both party lines. And, you know, we 100% understand that, and we kind of got dragged into it a little bit. We were really on a big struggle for finding partnerships, and then we had a you know, where so many people were like, well, you should try and take advantage of the moment in any way possible to help your racing. And so we tried it once with a cryptocurrency, and that fell through, you know, because NASCAR didn't want that involved in the sport. So just, you know, everything seems to have fallen negative, and it's been a really, really rough year for myself and for the team dealing with all that. And then so when we saw this story and Shaletta's son coming out, and he was ready to take it on and be Brandon, I'm like, heck yeah, look, he's Brandon. You know, let's roll with it. He's the man. He's making something great happen out of this. You know, something that we wanted to do, well, he went out and did it. So it's so awesome that, you know, I love reading about it.
And you know what, Chad, when we go out on that track and Brandon pulls that number 68 car out, and he races with my son's face and my family on the hood of his car, it's not just a moment for me and my family, but he's creating awareness for kids with autism. He's putting them on center stage. It's a movement. And, you know, and you and I talk about this, Chad, so often. Our kids eat lunch after everybody else is eating lunch. They get to play in recess once all the other kids are done playing. Their classroom is in the back of the school. Their bus is different. They have to wait for all the other kids to get on the bus, and then they can get on the little bus. You know, how many of our kids with autism and special needs have been teased because they rode the short bus to school? But what Brandon Brown and his team are doing is they're shining the spotlight. They're putting autism awareness right on the hood of that car, and he's bringing my son out for driver introductions. And kids with autism and their parents are going to feel seen and heard and represented. And I just can't thank them enough for that opportunity.
Shaletta is with us, as always, on this Friday afternoon. It's a pleasure to be joined by NASCAR driver Brandon Brown, who has been a part of the Let's Go Brandon Chance. This is win at Talladega, but now taking a very different approach to it. Shaletta's son, Brandon, and Shaletta combining, which is just a beautiful story, with Let's Go Brandon, which has just sold thousands and thousands of books. And now they're combining together where Brandon's going to race in Plymouth, Wisconsin this weekend, tomorrow. And the front cover of the book is going to be right on the hood of Brandon Brown's car, number 68. You can see the race tomorrow on USA Network. Brandon, before you go, because I know you've got a busy schedule, what sort of feedback have you received from others once you let them know you were going to do this?
Oh, I mean, everything has been great. It's been positive. It's, you know, it's been encouraging, and it's everything you want it to be. You want it to be a confidence building movement. You want it to really bring light to people living with autism, caretakers, and everybody involved. So it's been nothing but positive, and I'm, you know, so blessed to be a part of the movement. And I'm just grateful that, you know, Shaletta and her family are going to be out here tomorrow. And, you know, I'm glad I got her in my corner cheering for us, because that's going to be a huge confidence boost that we need to get to victory lane. And it'll be great to have her in our pit stall. Maybe have to put her to work cheering us.
Please, please talk about work.
Please,
you would just please
do.
Tell him how I work. He doesn't know.
Yeah, trust me. If you're counting on that, just count on her on the phone, reaching out to people.
Filing my nails.
Tweeting.
Yeah.
Shaletta's going to hang here. Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the air and explaining this and your honest and heartfelt response. And as the father of a son who has autism and seeing what my friend Shaletta does literally every hour, every day, raising the profile of kids and adults with autism and how they can be amazing individuals in our society. We need to treat them with greater respect and opportunity. You, by doing this, is bringing more attention to that, and that opens up the hearts and the minds to a lot of us. So, Brandon, thanks for coming on. Win that race tomorrow, and we wish you only the best moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Shaletta, hang on. We'll get right back with Shaletta in a matter of moments on a Feisty Friday. I want to talk about my friend John Schuster, johnschustergroup.com, Coldwell Banker Realty. It's an entire team, by the way. It's not just John. John is a tremendous, super guy, by the way. And he's also put together a team who can help you even in this market, which is uncertain. Let me give you an example. Evan Roxanne. They're ready to downsize into a maintenance-free senior living. Who could blame them? First, they had to sell their Bloomington home. They've been hearing us talk about John and his team here on the radio for about a decade or so. So, when they were going to make the call to do this, one team, John Schuster Group. They knew by quickly shifting into this with the market that they needed this experienced team. Well, guess what has happened? John and his team got the home sold for the first day for over $15,000 after list price. If you are ready to sell, do what Ev and Roxanne did. If you want to wait to sell, you're going to lose money. So just contact the John Schuster Group right now at 952-222-9000 or online, johnschustergroup.com. progressiveinsurance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was Brandon Braun when he won the race. And the emotions coming out. We just had Brandon on the air talking about his partnership with Shaletta. And Shaletta's great son, Brandon. The Brandon Braun interview with NBC last year. The Let's Go Brandon chance. Shaletta spinning it completely the other way after a beautiful son, Brandon, who is autistic like two of his siblings, heard the chant, Let's Go Brandon, and said to Mom, they're cheering for me. Shaletta and Brandon putting together a best-selling book. Then Shaletta and Brandon Braun coming together. They are in Wisconsin right now. The family's with Brandon. The cover of the Let's Go Brandon book is on the hood of Brandon Braun's race. The race is taking place in Plymouth, Wisconsin, tomorrow afternoon. How much trouble are you causing at this race right now? I mean, do they know that you don't, you're not a person just behind, we'll be over here behind the scenes. We will not be, so just, you know, don't, you won't notice us. You're not a, you won't notice me person.
You know, and a couple of people tried to pull me to the side and said, now listen, Shaletta. You've never been here. You might want to tone it down. You might want to dim the lights. You might want to put the megaphone and the microphone down and just blend in with the crowd. You know, don't put all the banners and stickers on the Camping World RV. Don't do no big book giveaway. Don't put a spotlight on the RV. Can you just go somewhere for once and just be with the regular people? And I said, hell to the no, because that's not how I roll.
Hello.
So I went and got a Brandon Spots His Sign flag and hooked it up on my RV, and I'm parked right next to my neighbors who got the F. Joe Biden sign, and we are just getting along lovely because I've already given their kids copies of the book. And then I've got a big book giveaway, so I've got a big old banner that says free books. And I've got copies of Brandon's book signed on the book stand in front of the RV, and we all got on our Brandon Spots His Sign shirts, and then I'm getting ready to head over to the pit. I think that's what they call it. I'm getting my baseball, football, and basketball and NASCAR terminology all messed up. It's the pit crew. Okay, so I'm headed over to the pit crew.
That's who you're going to hang with.
I'm going to hang with the pit crew, and I wanted to do something special for them because, let me tell you something, these people have been so kind to my family. They have rolled out the red carpet for us. We are the special VIP guests. They're putting this book on the hood of the car. They're having my baby come out during driver introductions. And so I was like, I want to get them an autism charm to put on a necklace to keep it close to their heart, because you and I know when you have a kid with autism, it touches your heart. And I wanted something to touch their heart. So I called you and I was like, Chad, look, I don't buy jewelry, even that's probably why I'm divorced, not because I never bought anything for my husband. I said, I need to buy a charm and a necklace because I want each person in that pit crew to have the autism puzzle piece with number 68 on it.
Yeah,
and I wanted them to wear it close to their heart. And you said, go over to Continental Diamonds. Jimmy's my friend. He'll hook you up. So I went over to St. Louis Park. And I talked to Jimmy. They got 15 people in this pit crew. They gave me and designed for me a beautiful and engraved for me in quick time, because this happened in a matter of days. We didn't have like a 3-week notice on this. This all went down on Twitter on Monday. Today is Friday. Okay.
Well, yeah, so you sent me a text. A text in the middle of the night and said, I need this to happen tomorrow. Can you help me? So I reached out to the owner, Continental Diamond, my great friend, Jimmy Pessis, best jewelry store in America. And I know Jimmy got it done because he's got an amazing heart. And I'm so glad that the two of you were able to work together.
Wait, not just that he did it, but his engraver was out. So he called in someone else. And then, Chad, this is the part that's really going to get you. When I went to pick it up to bring the gift with me to Wisconsin to give to the pit crew, the lady, Jimmy wasn't even there. Apparently his grandkids are in town, so he left. He wasn't even there to do this. But the lady who showed me all the jewelry and gave me everything and made sure everything looked good and I was happy and satisfied, I pull out my credit card to pay, and she said, no, Jimmy's got it. He wants to do this for you, for autism awareness. He wants to make a contribution. Chad, the tingling. I was just so overwhelmed with that kind of kindness. And so they wouldn't even let me pay.
That's Jimmy Pessis. See, his heart is tremendous. The loyalty at Continental Diamond is as good as any business in town. Known Jimmy for a long time. He's such a great person. So I'm so glad that Jimmy did that, but it just doesn't surprise any of us who know Jimmy. So let me ask you a serious question about this. When you run into folks who still believe Let's Go Brandon is F-U Joe Biden, it sounds like you have already, are you worried at all that any of this could become confrontational? Because some of these folks are absolute true believers, and they don't want to deviate it for a beautiful story like you and your family have put together.
And, you know, that is something that I prayed about, and I had to just be wise in my dealings. You know, it's one thing to laugh and joke, but I don't play when it comes to my family's safety. And I'm coming into a situation where I've never been. You know, I'm going into arenas that I've never experienced before, and being that this is my first NASCAR, and I knew that we were coming in loud and proud and excited, and I had little babies that I had to look after, I called the Sheboygan County Sheriff. And I said, listen, this is the situation. I'll be at NASCAR. It's my first time. I've got my babies with me. There may be some actors who are not so kind. And so I need you to recommend somebody to look after my family and I. And so he called a buddy of his who was a retired police officer, 34 years in the force, was a trainer. And he is just shadowing our family while we're here. He's going to be watching us for the entire time we're here. And he has been excellent. He got here at 8:00 this morning. He's not leaving until Sunday when it's time for us to go. He's going to be on detail, on duty with us, the entire time we are here. And so, you know, it's just a relief for me because he's just watching the kids. He's just watching the surroundings. And, you know, it's funny because it looks like I have two boyfriends. And him and Sean are just real good buddies, and they're just back there talking. I'm like, hey, hey, one of y'all get over here and order some food for these kids to eat. The other one get over here and protect me. What are y'all doing over there talking and laughing and stuff? Get over here and get to work. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's been tough for you to boss somebody around. I know that's a real stretch in your life. That's never happened.
Yeah, and before. And bless his heart, I don't think he's ever had any really loud black women in his life, because I was yelling at the kids. Somebody was trying to come out of the RV, and I was like, hey, get back in that RV. And he went and jumped in the RV. I was like, Mr. Cook, where are you going? He was like, you said get in the RV. I just wanted to. I was like, oh, Lord, he ain't never had no loud black woman bossing him around.
Is he wearing blue latex gloves at this point?
No, he couldn't get him over the bubble wrap. Chad. Yeah. Chad, I have to tell you something. This is not just the first NASCAR race I'm a part of. I just did something for the first time I've never done before. Chad, mm-hmm. I took one of my kids in the porta potty.
Oh, my God. Arrogant.
Prayers.
Seriously, hit every breaking news soundbite ever.
And prayers, because we are so far away. There was no way to get back. And he kept saying, Mom, I'm going to go. I'm going to go on myself. Mom, I can't hold it. Mom, there's a blue thing. Can I go in the blue thing? And I was like, no, we only got 7 more miles to walk back. You can do it, son. Yeah. He was like, Mom, I'm not going to be able to do it. And so, Chad, I had to go.
You'll be fine. Somehow you're going to make it. You might be a life altering experience. All right. Another amazing experience. Yes. I will be paying attention to this race when normally there will be no chance. I will. Only the best. Stay safe. Have an amazing time. And we'll talk next week.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great Friday.
Shaletta with us right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's no doubt Emilio has struggled of late, and certainly in some of these games. I think he's still a guy that has a lot of experience back there. As you just mentioned, the stats and the resume are what they are. But in the broader picture here, we have to assess, how do we get him on track? Because he's got to be a big part of this. We've got to find a way to get there. I can tell you, Rocco, the staff, all the pitching guys, trying to figure out what that is to make it work for us. You know, we've had different combinations toward the back end of games. Certainly this year, we're excited about what Duran has stepped into, what Griffin Jacks has done for us, and otherwise. It's something that Rocco is certainly thinking about, and thinking about how he utilizes and deploys the different guys on the staff. But at the end of the day, we're going to need the whole group to step up and pitch well, like they have in the past at different junctures in their career, in order for us to be successful.
That was Derek Falvey. He was on with us Wednesday. It's hard to keep track of all the games that Emilio on the bullpen threw away. But God, it's pretty simple. Win probability among relief pitchers in all of the game since last September is the worst in Major League Baseball. I'll repeat, since last September, Emilio Pagan, win probability is the worst in Major League Baseball. And They've put him out there too much. There's just no doubt about it. Here's the comeback to that, Dave. Who you like? Duran, yes. Jax, yes. I'm done. Maybe Thielbar. Duffy was miserable at the start. He's come back. He's pitched better of late. So, yeah. When I'm listening to Tuesday and Pagan's on the mound, I'm thinking, really? Wednesday, after the Falvey appearance, when Pagan is out there, I'm going, really? And then, who we got out there yesterday? Tyler Thornburger.
Thornburg for the eighth and ninth.
Eighth and ninth inning?
Brutal. Brutal. Just watching the eighth was just awful. I mean, walking the bases loaded, and it was a 3-1 pitch, I think, that was, I mean, it was not even close. It doesn't begin to describe it, you know, how, you know, just low and inside this pitch was.
Right.
Dude, come on. Just put it over the plate, and you're not even close.
And then he goes back out for the ninth inning.
Oh, they didn't have any arms, Chad. Everyone was spent.
I'd fly Gladden, who wasn't working the series, and put him out there. I mean, Rocco. How about the Rocco quote? This is probably the most difficult, I would say, gut-wrenching series I have ever been a part of. Ever. I've never really seen five games against one team in 4 days that felt like that. The stat you've seen now, if you pay attention to the Twins, which is stunning, that when they've played them these eight games, Dave, that every single game in the eighth inning, they had the lead and they went 3-5. Every single game. And the Taylor Rogers trade, I ripped it right away. I get the argument. You have control of Paddock. You have control of Pagan. And Rogers is a free agent after the year. BS. Paddock had arm issues where teams were running from him. And Pagan was a dumpster fire in September. And Rogers wasn't great last year. But that was a disaster. And listen, they signed Correa. Well, you know, Boros came to them, and they made some other moves. But when you juxtaposition of Taylor Rogers and not a flawlessness, not peerless, not perfect, but credibility compared to the meet the staff situation that they're putting out there and the ineptness they're putting out there. And then you sit there and say, it's July 1st. How all in are they going to be? I asked that to Ricey earlier in the week. He was skeptical. I'm skeptical also. If they add, because they're not going to add the best relief pitcher out there. They just aren't. That should be a part of the conversation. I just don't believe it's going to happen. So they're going to add one guy who's pretty good, another guy who's just okay. Does that put them up there, Dave, with the Yankees and Astros in any way?
No. No.
No.
Of course it doesn't. I just got a text from our friend Henry Lake, who said he played some audio from Pagan last night on his show and that you needed to hear it. I did find it. Here's what we have.
Yeah, let's go.
As angry as I am, I prepare my body to be ready to pitch again whenever Rocco calls my name. So it sucks going through stuff like this. It does, especially with the start to the season that I had. It's really just been four outings that has kind of, if you look, just pull up my name, you look, you like, wow, he's having a tough year, but it's really just four outings. And that's the part that sucks because I've thrown the ball great.
Been fine. He's throwing it great. Just four outings, Chad. Don't be so negative.
Four outings.
They're fine. The bullpen's fine. Everything's fine.
January 6th, outside of two people, everything was fine, you know. It's more than four outings. I'm sorry. And I know the Guardians, they've been his kryptonite. But they've incinerated. I mean, they've crushed him. They've destroyed him. And listen, If you sign Correa, as I said and a lot of people said, then you should be more all in. And, you know, they're competitive. They're somewhere in the mix of the fourth, fifth, sixth best team in the American League. They're not inept. But how many more changes would they have to make to really be a factor with those teams? And this is on this front office. Falvey and Levine were brought here to bring young pitching. This regime isn't new. They've been here a while. This isn't their second year. This isn't their third year. Okay? There's not enough out there. And that is the number one reason why Falvey ended up getting this job, because what he was doing with pitching in Cleveland and in that area, he has failed. He hasn't struggled. He's failed. Other areas, success. But on the young pitching side, it has been a failure. The Wolves and what they're doing and what they might be doing, which I don't agree with. We'll get to that in moments.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We believe in America on this show. 4th of July, bumper music today. It's 1:53. That is your Linda's construction time check. Time to invest in energy efficient Infinity by Marvin Windows. Wolves had a good year last year, best year since 2018. The belief is it's more sustainable because Jimmy Butler isn't here and he's not demanding a trade. They give Cat crazy amount of money, which in the NBA he gets. But it appears from all sorts of reporting and information I have also that this team is, well, for sure they should try everything possible to get Kevin Durant. Everybody in every team in the league should try to get Durant. I get it. It's a long shot. I started talking about it last Saturday. Ant, Cat over here, whatever else you want. Crunch, Harrigan, the Prince Mural, anything to get the 12th best player of all time who still has plenty of life left in him. Being realistic, what else are they trying to do? They're trying to get a center. And I get they were woeful in defensive rebounding last year. As bad as any team in the league. But the way the NBA game is played, I don't want to see Clint Capella or the guy who's gaining more traction, Rudy Gobert, playing with Karl Anthony Towns. Regular season, they can have some success with it. If this is the 80s and 90s, they can have some success with it. You also can zig when the league is zagging. I got it. The counterbalance. Who saw that coming? In the NBA, it's about trying to play deeper into May. It's great that they made the first round last year. You know how quick that gets old? After the second season, you're like, great. Okay, now win the series. The Jazz haven't been able to play Rudy Gobert in the playoffs. Now the Wolves will have, unless they trade Jaden McDaniels, and the way Edwards has become a better defense player, man on man, he's still got a ways to go on team defense, and then pending if Beverly's in the deal, they have better defensive players than the Jazz. But the way the NBA spreads you out and isolates you through pick and roll over and over again, you want to see Karl Towns, by the way, chasing small ball power forwards through screens on the baseline? You really want to see that? The way the game is played now, it's not the 80s and 90s. It's not the 70s. They need to get Towns with a rugged power forward. Towns can't play 25-30 minutes at power forward. I don't buy. And he doesn't beat him up enough offensively because his post-up game isn't good enough. Gobert is a great regular season player. His contract is obscene. I'm officially against the Rudy Gobert trade. Don't do it. I'd trade D'Lo for anything. Okay, so that's separate. But if Gobert is the big move for winning multiple series in the playoffs, I don't believe in it. CBS, Mark Fryer next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.